This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Let's get this party started.
Oh, I love the party.
I'm having a party.
More of a party atmosphere.
A party for two.
We're having a big party.
And joining me at the party table, she's always party table adjacent anyway, since she's part of the show, so Lisa Morales.
Is that the tone you're setting for me, Jer Bear?
Well,
jeez.
You're here.
I am here.
Yeah.
I showed up today.
Yeah.
I didn't ghost you.
Yeah, you didn't ghost me. I want to talk about an aspect of that.
Okay.
We were talking, there are several aspects of it, but I think the most serious part of that story we were discussing a moment ago is the Canadian Federation of Independent Business saying 36% of businesses, huge number, have had this experience where they hire somebody. They go through all of the other hoops that we've talked about, and the person gets hired, and then come Monday morning or whenever they're supposed to start, they just don't show up. No note, no call, nothing. They just don't show up. What kind of a lout does that sort of thing?
Okay, that's a problem, clearly, but also then to spin it around, then what sets the precedent for people that are hiring said people not contacting those that don't qualify for the job? I mean, is it so difficult?
You know what? But I covered that, and I said they should. In fact, I'm going to read you something, okay?
Okay.
And this is Al, who wrote in to me, and I'm trying to dig it up now in the amongst all of the text messages that I've received since, so I might have to just paraphrase it. But basically, he wrote and said, I am an employer, and I've never gotten back to people who just applied to me. I thought that's how it's done. But listening to Jerry say that it's rude, I'm going to change my policy. I'm going to let people know.
I love that.
Okay, but we've taken an extra step here.
Okay.
You're hired. And then you don't show up. And I guess if you decide that you don't want the job, then call and say, I changed my mind, so that they're not counting on you Monday morning. But I can't wrap my head around. They hired me, and I changed my mind, and I'm not even going to call and say so.
Yeah, I think there has to be a level of respect that we talk about here. I'm also curious to know, of those 36%, like, what age demographic are you looking at? And I'm not trying to poo-poo on, like, a younger generation per se, but I have this feeling that this percentage does sort of gear towards a younger generation that's doing this type of stuff.
Well, it's just, there is a silver lining for the employer here. You dodged a bullet because you didn't need that idiot working for you in the first place.
Well, that's just it. And it goes both ways, right? So, like, you know, do you want to work for a company that's just going to ghost you and not even give you the decency? I understand that they don't have to really reach out to you, but you would think it's common courtesy to just, even if you send a mass email to all of the applicants that didn't get the gig, hey, thanks for our, you know, your interest in our company. Thanks for applying. We found what we're looking for, but, you know, let's stay in touch. Or whatever the case might be. Yeah. So it goes both ways.
Sure. Human beings on both sides of the equation there. However, the fact that some company might not get back to applicants is no excuse for not showing up once you were hired.
I agree. And again, it comes with respect, right?
Idiots.
Hmm.
All right. So let's talk about the artist formerly known as Kanye. Now he wants to be called Ye. And so, first of all, he went to talk to Alex Jones, which is mistake number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what he said.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
I see good things about Hitler also. I love
what?
Everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me, you can love us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician. You can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler, who, by the way, did not invent the highway, for God's sake, and built the Autobahn, okay, but that's not inventing the highway, and he certainly didn't invent the microphone. So here's my question for you, Lisa. The attempts have been made from time to time to prevent entertainers who put forth racist material, homophobic material, misogynistic material. We won't allow them to cross the border and perform in Canada. Would you do that with Ye?
Without hesitation. Ye is how he's been wanting to be referred to actually for some time, so you know, Jer Bear. Listen, I'm having a really tough time even, you know, talking about this, the fact that we have to keep playing these clips on the air. It is a huge problem that in 2022 we're still having these types of conversations, and we're talking hate on all levels and all aspects. But yes, I agree that if someone is so openly going to spread their hatred the way that he has in the last very, very short amount of time, at least, yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to perform. Like, why are we giving them a platform? It should not be allowed.
Do you think it is possible that he could, I don't know, get back on meds or something could happen? Because I do think he has that kind of a problem. I think he's mentally ill. He's a brilliant artist, but that doesn't, you know, mental illness and illness of any kind strikes everywhere. It's not discerning of your success and your wealth.
Right.
And so that could be the sad part of this story. What if he were able to get a hold of his demons and kind of wake up and
redeem himself?
Well, let's say he hears that being played and goes, oh my God, I'm so ashamed. I can't believe I said that. Or some of the other things. Like, I thought he was edging towards silly in order to keep his name out there, but now he's just gone over a rail. And is there any coming back for him?
I think it would be really, really tough. And look, here's a conversation that we're talking about too, mental health and people using the excuse of that for people's behaviors. I think when you see a lot of people that are struggling with mental health, it doesn't mean that you need to spread hate. But, you know, for him to get back on meds, I mean, I feel like he's so down in that black hole. It's going to take more than just meds and more than a lot of counseling for him to snap out of it. And even if he did have some sort of a comeback, how many people did he pee off to really just say, no, we're not supporting you anymore, no matter how talented you are? Like, you've done so much damage, we can't support you anymore.
You know, if you want to tiptoe around the idea of saying every human being at least starts out with some sort of value, and we could include Adolf Hitler there, my response would be, I get where you're coming from, and I guess we'll have to let God sort that out, because I'm still having a Hitler problem.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, when you have platforms where freedom of speech, quote unquote, are allowed, I mean, we're talking about Elon Musk saying that, you know, his platform was going to be freedom of speech and where it happens again, and you know, Kanye and Trump was reinstated, but now the fact that he blocked Kanye, like, this is another element to it. So, like, you've been promoting this freedom of speech platform, but now you've gone and turned it around, and now you want this person to not have anything to do with your platform anymore. So, yeah, like, I it's a really dangerous road that we're on when you have these open platforms that allow the, I mean, even podcasts. Look at Alex Jones, like you said, Jerbear, off the top. The fact that he went to Alex Jones to begin with, that was mistake number one. So, like, let's stop talking about this already.
So, somebody writes in here, Jerry's all about free speech, unless he doesn't like it, then they shouldn't be allowed into the country. Oh, you think that's funny? Well, maybe you don't understand the concept. Here's the deal. Free speech is you get to say anything you want. But here's what goes along with it. Take the consequences.
Yeah.
You know?
There has to be a stop. There has to be a line that's crossed, and then we do something about that.
Yeah. Now, another person writes, Kanye's getting away with his anti-Semitic rants because he's mentally ill as crap. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. To a, you know, in a very respectful manner. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's a thing, and I'm gonna bring this up later as a topic for phone calls. But let's you and I discuss it a little bit. There's a gentleman who wants to bring in something he calls Cindy's Law, and that is that every car is mandated to have a fire extinguisher on board. Cindy burned up in a car. The guy who wants to bring forth this law, tragically, I think, tried to help her and he couldn't. And so I understand where he's coming from. I don't want to get angry at him, but I just don't think we need this kind of a mandate for everybody who drives a car.
I mean, listen, we talk about emergency kits all the time when the winter's about to hit, and we talk about having the blankets and extra food and a flashlight and a shovel to dig yourself out. I mean, I don't think it would be a terrible thing to have this part of said emergency kit. Car fires, which I've seen obviously firsthand because I talk about them, I watch them, you know, start off as kind of a small problem and escalate so quickly. It is literally before my eyes. And so a couple factors here, you know, can that fire extinguisher in itself be a hazard for that person that's sitting in the car where the heat triggers it and that now becomes a combustible situation? I mean, I'm not a firefighter, so I know there's ins and outs and ways that firefighters navigate these scenarios. But also, you know, a lot of people don't know how to use a fire extinguisher. So when your car is on fire on a highway, which is a panicky situation in itself, are you thinking right away to go and grab your fire extinguisher? Like, it's got to be planned out where it's in a spot that you can grab it easily. You know, you have to know how to use it, you know. But I think the first thing is people are thinking, just get myself out of this situation, get out of the car, just in case this becomes a bigger problem really, really quickly, right?
Well, maybe you'll get mad at me here, but like, look, if I saw a car on fire and there was somebody in it, I would hope I would do everything I could, even to my danger, to get that person out. But the last time I saw a car on fire, there was nobody in it. It's kind of fun to watch.
Chair Bear.
It's kind of.
I didn't think you were going to go there. Did you hear my sigh? I was waiting for your response, and my response to that is now I don't even know what to say to that.
Okay, well, there was nobody being harmed.
Let's just leave it there.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, this is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
You're listening to Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.